Test, 1-2, 1-2, test.
You failed.
1-2, test, 1-2.
You have to come back for summer school.
Test.
Look at the weather. Lego. Look outside the window. Isn't it beautiful outside today? Don't you love this weather?
It is beautiful. Nice, yeah, it is.
Cloudy.
Nice and sunny. I love it.
Oh, yeah. What? Where are you?
No, it's sunny here.
Where the hell are you?
I'm in Miami.
You're in Miami?
I'm broadcasting from Miami. Yeah, I'm in Miami.
Who's this guy sitting next to me, though?
The one in Florida. You're going to have to frisk him and find out.
He wants me to, but not going to. Yeah, well, okay.
I'm broadcasting live from Miami today. How about that?
That's very thoughtful of you. What do you mean?
I'm in the sunshine state, so I can go look for all of the crime myself. What we're going to do on today's show. People are dumb on the show today.
Coming direct from Florida.
next door app up weekend update. We have one American dollar. I don't know what Gimme Five is today. So, like, what's Gimme Five?
It's the in sound from way out. We're looking at songs with in the title, and there's a hell of a lot of them. So we're on day two. I think this is going to be like a 360-day sort of project. So day two of in.
All right. That's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS, and also $2,600 for the KLOS name game.
Woo!
You could win that this hour before 4 o'clock.
We're in the middle of a twofer from Zeppelin. Here's Over the Hills and Far Away.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
Yeah!
Suspect with his own name tattooed on his neck, identified by police, arrested in Boston. The man on the Boston Police Department's most wanted list was taken into custody after officers spotted and identified him with a little help from him. Boston police said Francisco Mahone, 40 years old, was arrested after officers were able to positively ID him, thanks in part to the clearly visible neck tattoo of his first name, Francisco.
And it kind of makes a point of him sawing off his finger, prints pointless. I mean, he went to all that trouble for nothing.
Also, why would you get a tattoo of your name on your neck?
Doug!
It's a strange move.
I love...
Yeah, that's a strange move. Like,
I love myself. I want everybody to know I'm Doug. I'm Francisco.
Francisco, that's
according to Boston PD... Mahone was arrested on an outstanding armed robbery warrant related to an incident that happened earlier in 2022. But he was caught, and they found him, and they ID'd him with his name tattooed on his neck.
All you got to do is take a Sharpie. When you've decided you're going to go rob the bank, just go ahead and take a Sharpie, change your name a little bit, and it'll change it to something else. It'll throw him off completely. Right in San in front of it. San Francisco.
I mean, that sounds smart. That's not what this feature's about.
If you're a long-term fan of Aerosmith, you are happy to see that album, Done With Mirrors, come out in 1985. They'd been sort of off the scene for a little while, and suddenly they were back with that song, Sheila, which was awesome. It was the year before they teamed up with Run DMC when they re-exploded with that Walk This Way cover. But Sheila is what that is. We're in the middle of a twofer Tuesday. Kevin, are you looking forward to the Peace Out tour with Black Crowes with them?
I am. That's going to be a great tour.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah. It's weird that they're throwing in the towel.
It is time for the next door app weekend update.
Yay. What have the loons been up to?
The first one, can anyone lend me a small bulldozer? Last week, cars, vans, and trucks with trailers blocked my driveway due to the fact that my inconsiderate neighbor is running a used car lot. The guy with the truck and trailer told me I was just fixing to wait a bit and back out because he was here to pick up a tractor. I would like to be able to move these vehicles myself.
I would like to watch that happen, actually. Move them himself.
Same. This one is titled, Police Response Not Good. This morning at 4 a.m., someone was playing the WAP song by Cardi B very loud, and it was very offensive. I called the non-emergency line, and they wouldn't even send an officer. It was 4 a.m. I was sleeping. If they can't stop noise during with a noise ordinance, what can they do? My faith in the police is gone, and I don't want my tax dollars funding them if they can't even keep the peace.
All right, I have to say.
And then somebody responded.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Somebody responded, geez, Cody, I think there were 13 shootings last night, but only one died. I'm sure they'll be right over. Thanks for your understanding.
All right, I was going to say that's almost a fair next door update for a change, next door sort of post, but yeah, I guess there's shootings going on. Never mind. Yeah.
Here's somebody who's had her car broken into before, and she just starts it by saying, not to sound gross, do what I did. Tie a bag of dog poo really good. Put it in a nice package. When they go to break into your car, they are in for a surprise. After my dog did his duty, I tied his poop up really tight in a poop bag. Put another poop bag wrapped around it in tissue paper, and then put the poop in the pretty gift bag. I also wrote a surprise on a note card. I'm hoping this person will get the message, because that's what he is, a piece of poop for doing what he does. He deserved it. And then somebody wrote, Joanne, there's poop in your car, though. Aren't you kind of letting the terrorists win? Here's Joel trying to get two for the price of one. Can one of you guys that drives 50 miles per hour down my street run over that lady that walks her dog at 4:30 in the morning? Thanks.
What do you care about That's the dog teamwork. Out there? Big D. Yeah, it is teamwork, but geez. I mean, come on. Take her out.
Rachel is complaining about, I guess, having to protect her family. Rachel says, this just shows the need for our Second Amendment. Being a young woman, I have to have the ability to protect myself and my beautiful family. And then Clifton responded, Rachel, I would not consider you young.
Well, there you go. That is a retort you can't.
This one's titled Breaking Wind in the Moonlight. Scary noise outside my window at night. The other night I went to bed and I opened my window to let in the cool breeze. A few minutes after I turned the lights off and prepared to fall asleep, someone flatulated loudly under my window, then ran away.
Flatulated.
I was frightened to think that somebody would come over my privacy wall just to break wind. Is this some kind of new high school prank going on? I'm a 71-year-old lady. I think it was frightening and disrespectful. I guess I'll have to wear my mask to bed, too. Which is pretty good.
Those are great words she came up
with. And then finally, in the Nextdoor app weekend update, He Kept His Promise is the title of this. I just watched someone let their dog poop right in the middle of my sidewalk. When I came outside to confront him, he yelled at me, I'm going to pick up my dog poop. It just needs to dry first. I'm coming back.
Coming back.
Who the F lets dogs poop in the middle of the sidewalk and then for some reason thinks it needs to dry before you pick it up? And why are you walking a dog without a bag to pick up the poop anyway? I am beyond angry. They don't deserve to have a dog, and he still hasn't returned. That's update, he did eventually return.
He's just letting it decant a little bit.
Yeah, it's easier to pick up when it's dry. He's got a point there.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, back in a year or so, it'll be good to go.
That is the Nextdoor app weekend update on KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And I got to tell you, Sluggo, I did something that is very me-ish.
So who got hurt?
I came to the hotel that I'm at in Miami, and they don't have a front desk, and they do elevators in a super weird way, which you have to get your card key out on the outside of the elevator in the hallway and do it there and then push the number. And then you get inside the elevator and there are no numbers inside the elevator.
Whoa. That's like very futuristic also a hassle if, like, you know, the boogeyman is chasing you.
Yes, that's not helpful if that happens, because I was like juggling three different bags.
Sure.
And I was trying to get my key card up, which I had gotten 30 seconds before. I didn't want to go back and ask him how to do it.
Right.
And so I tried it three different times and I finally got it done. And as I stepped in, I dropped one of my bags.
Of course.
And then everything went. I dropped everything that I had, including my keys that to my room that I had received 45 seconds earlier, and they fell down that little space between the hallway and the elevator.
You're kidding.
Gone.
Wow, you couldn't do that if you tried.
Took me, no possible way. It took me a few minutes to go, what? He just handed the, I had to go back to the front desk and say, hey, you know those keys you just gave me? I lost them. They're gone. They're down in the elevator shaft somewhere. I know that this happens more to me than most people, but I can't imagine that I'm the only one that does something this dumb. The amount of time between when somebody hands me something and when I lose it is very often less than a minute. Very often I lose whatever is handed to me. And I can't imagine I'm the only one, although it is possible, of course. So we'll take some phone calls from you. If you, the quickest you lost something.
Yeah, if you can beat 45 seconds, we're going to be pretty impressed.
Right. Somebody gave you something and you lost it so fast, you're completely embarrassed to go back and tell them that you just lost what they handed you a second ago.
Fess up if this is you, Butterfingers.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. The quickest you ever lost something.
You do not hear that one enough. You do not see that video enough. It's a two for Tuesday, so you're getting the Rolling Stones there and waiting on a friend on KLOS.
It is 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I am in Miami at a hotel, and they gave me my keys for my room, which I dropped right down the elevator shaft. Maybe 45 seconds later.
A little crack in the floor, the little tiny crack between the door and the floor.
Yes.
Wow, amazing.
Between the door and in the hallway. Yes, went right down there.
Dang.
I can't imagine that that there aren't other people out there who lose stuff quickly like that. So I think we have some calls. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sligo.
Hey.
So not exactly a lost right away thing, but I dropped my cell phone down that elevator shaft hole right as I was answering a very important question. My realtor called me to ask if I still wanted a house that I had put an offer on, and it slipped out of my fingers and went right down the elevator shaft. So I was yelling down the shaft, I want that house.
Were you able to get the house ultimately?
Got the house.
Good. You didn't lose it then, right?
I wish I would have been able to see you getting down on all fours and yelling down in that crack.
Yes. It is amazing what does fall down there. I know I dropped something down there once, and I'm like, how is that possible? It's tiny.
I thought I was the only one, and when you said that, I went, oh my gosh, he did it too.
Well, that's two of us.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, so I didn't lose anything. I'm an elevator guy, and a friend of mine, he's a pro boxer, pro MMA guy, called me up 2 o'clock in the morning saying, Joe, I need your help. I said, what happened? He says he's messing around with his girlfriend at the hospital inside the elevator, and the door opened up. She kicked his keys out of his hand, went right down the shaft. 2 o'clock in the morning, I had to get my butt up out of bed, go over there and get him out of the pit for him.
Is there a lost and found for stuff like that?
You know, there might be. So it depends on the building.
I would imagine there would be a lot of weird stuff down there.
Oh, I found all kinds of good stuff.
Really?
Like what?
Well, you know, a lot of times you find $20 bills all rolled up or rolled quarters, or you find laptops, you find cell phones, a lot of cell phones, you find earbuds. It's just all kinds of stuff. Anything you could think of that fits down there, you probably find it down there.
Condoms? New and used?
Yowza. Thanks for calling. Maybe we should change it to what you dropped down the elevator shaft.
Yeah, no kidding. Elevators are eating us alive.
818-955-KLOS. You lost something immediately or
it fell down the elevator shaft. I am, this is Kevin here. I'm speaking from Miami in Florida, and I got my key to the hotel room and dropped it down the elevator shaft. And I thought the topic would be you lost something quickly as soon as you got it, but the topic seems to have morphed into you lost stuff down the elevator shaft. Who knew there was so much? KLOS, hello.
Hi, am I caller 13?
Not I'm doing it right kidding. Now. Well, good. Thank you. I was going to come stab you.
I have dropped my cell phone in the crack at work.
You dropped it in the elevator crack?
No, I didn't drop it in the elevator crack. I dropped it in the porta potties at work.
Oh.
A cell phone.
That's even worse.
Yes. And no, I did not go fishing for it.
Yeah, nobody wants to be shoulder deep in a toilet.
I hope not.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hi. Hey. I got an elevator story.
Yeah. Spill it.
I was an ambulance nurse, and I was taking a cardiac patient to a bigger hospital because she was having chest pain. And sure enough, they copied the chart. I dropped the whole chart to the shaft of the elevator, and no way of retrieving it. It was night shift. And so I had to go all the way back upstairs, kind of delayed the poor lady, and had to get their whole chart copied again.
You had to get the whole chart copied again?
Again, yes, yes. Turned out fine, but the whole chart slid right down the elevator shaft.
It is incredible what will fill down that stupid little crack. It is just unbelievable. And it's just gone like that. You know, I remember, I'm sure it was my keys, my car keys. I just remember seeing it kind of disappear. I think it hung for a second, right? And then all of a sudden it was gone.
Yes, gone.
Like it never happens at the fair that way. 818-955-KLOS. What went down that hole for you?
The elevator shaft hole.
All right.
Is what we're talking about.
Hey, KLOS, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo.
Yeah, so you guys still talking about the elevator shaft, right?
Yeah.
Yes, what did you lose down the elevator shaft?
I lost my badge one time down it, but here's the funny thing is in our building, it's so old that one of the elevators actually leads down to our basement, which is where an office is for the technicians. So they see everything fall down like all the time.
What's some of the stuff that they've seen fall down the shaft?
They've seen, you know, documents, cards, birthday cards. One time they said the most that they found was a wallet and it had $1,000.
Whoa! Yeah, score!
Yeah, no, they had to give it back. It was one of the tenants and they're one of the higher ups.
Keep the money! Keep the money! Keep the money.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Kevin, are you still there?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
He fell asleep. He's in Miami. He's been partying all night.
Hey, so I have an elevator story.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
So this is back in the 80s. Me and I lived in Germany when I was in the service, and me and my girlfriend on the way up to her apartment one night, the elevator between floors and threw our clothes on the floor and had sex. When we were done, got dressed, and we were going to go back to her apartment, and she dropped her keys, and guess where they went?
Right down that hole.
Yep. So we closed the door back, stopped it between floors, and continued banging in the elevator, waited till the morning to get back in.
That is the right
thing. You did the right thing.
Yeah, well done, sir. Well played.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. That was fun. Give me
five what?
Five songs in a row.
All right.
This is day two of songs with the word in the title. I-N. In the title. Five songs in a row. You can get us at 818-955-KLOS or on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
Tender love song from White Snake. It's a KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. That's for Michael Regan on Twitter. He's the one who suggested slide it in. It is all about in songs. You got an innie or an outie, Kevin? You know what? I don't want to know.
Mine is perfect. I have a perfect belly button.
Wow, well done. And then someone suggested, and this was yesterday, and I thought it was great, In the Mood, Robert Plant. I haven't heard this in a bazillion years for in songs. Yeah, so I'm going to throw that on now, but I can't find you. You know you requested it, whoever you are. Sorry.
Good job, you.
Bob. Robert Plant, In the Mood. It's the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We are taking calls for songs that have in the title for Gimme Five.
Okay, how about this one?
Yeah.
In the Evening, off of In Through the Outdoor.
Very, 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 very good selection, especially right after Mr. Plant. I like it. Who are you?
I'm John from Tustin.
Well done, John.
Okay, no problem.
In the Evening, 95.5 KLOS at Southern California's rock station.
Feel like we're not finished with in songs.
I can't believe how many song titles have the word in them. We should do another day? What do you think?
Let's go for day three, shall we?
Let's do that. Yeah.
Let's go another day.
But we got one more song to play right now. What do you got? Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's up, man? How about some David Bowie, Panic in Detroit.
Oh, nice one. I like it.
Yeah.
Right on. Who are you?
Emilio.
Emilio, take $1,000 out of petty cash.
Which is to say yes.
Oh, right on. Cool, man.
All right, we've got one more song with "in" in the title. We're going to play it in just a matter of moments, and I'm going to give you a hint. If you know Dorothy, you might know the song title that's up next. Rest in peace, Dorothy is who that is, and she and they going to be hanging out with Matt Pinfield at the Viper Room. That is tomorrow at 12:30. You just show up there at the Viper Room tomorrow at 12:30 afternoon. You can just wander in and watch him chat with Dorothy for a while, and then Dorothy's going to play some acoustic music, just like we did with Rival Sons there at the Always Cool Viper Room tomorrow at 12:30.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's time for One American Dollar.
Yeah! Dollar, dollar, baby, dollar. You didn't bring the music with you to Miami, I guess, right?
I did not, no.
Oh, well.
No.
We'll
just... I need a dollar, dollar, a dollar. It's what I need. Hey, hey.
You're actually pretty good at that. Well, fairly good.
All right. These are the 10 most dangerous states.
Whoa, okay.
10 most dangerous states, and they are listed by deaths per year.
Deaths, so like from animals or from humans or from...
No, human beings.
Oh, human beings.
Human beings that died in these most dangerous states.
Well, I mean, was it human beings killing them or animals killing them or...
Dude, people dying, for God's sakes, just play along.
Who knows what killed them? $1 American dollar is brought to you by Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel, where it's perfectly safe to spend $1 American at Yamaba. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamaba.com. I think I'll start with Alaska.
Alaska is incorrect.
Ah! All right.
Not in the top 10.
Then I'm going to go with the bigger states. I'll go with New York State.
New York is number 8.
Woohoo! Yeah! All right, now I'm doing a cheat system here. I'm like just, you know, number of humans in the state, so I will try California.
California is number 1.
Yeah! We're number 1 in death! Woo-hoo-hoo! We rule.
We die the most.
You're most likely to die here in California. Texas.
Oh, you got 2.
Texas, there's a lot of humans there.
Texas is 2nd.
Yes! Die, 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 my darling,
nicely
die.
Done.
That's the lone death state. all right, then I think Illinois has a lot of humans, right?
Illinois is number 5.
Yeah!
And that is $1 American for you. Look at that.
Why do I always get all the morbid ones right? Why? What's up with that?
Why do I always ask you the morbid ones? Because you know.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. You're giving away your dollar that way, man.
Here's the list. Number 10 is Louisiana.
Okay.
Number 9 is Michigan. Number 8 you got is New York. Number 7 is Ohio.
What?
Probably Cleveland.
Right.
Number 6 is Missouri. Number 5, Illinois. Number 4, North Carolina.
Whoa.
Number 3, Florida.
Right where you're at right now. Run, dude. You're in Florida. Run. Yes. Wait, well, we're number 2 and 1.
What am I going to fly back to California? Yeah. They're worse.
That's right. Never mind. I'm coming out there.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy in Boston who is most wanted by the Boston PD was identified because he had tattooed his full name on his neck, which doesn't seem smart. We took calls about losing things that went down that little crack between the elevator and the hallway, and we could have taken those calls all day. It was surprising how much stuff fell down there.
You lost your key there in
Miami. I did. I lost my hotel key, yes.
And I lost my car keys, and I thought when I did that several years ago, I was the only person who ever lost anything down the elevator crack, but apparently it's a common thing.
The elevator crack is eating us all alive. And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
$2,600 on the line, plus tickets for you to toddle yourself out to the Empire Polo Field for 3 days of power trip. You can successfully navigate the KLOS name game. Be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
If all goes well, it's time to get rid of a lot of cash.
With the name.
Yeah, baby. KLOS Who are you?
This is Rich.
Rich, you're caller 13, my friend.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
You get a shot at $2,600. That works.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you'll be going to the power trip if you get our precious little name game right. Do you know what we're doing here? Kevin, you want to tell them what we're looking for?
Yeah, if I had it, I would. That would be cool.
You know, he goes to Miami. He doesn't take anything with him except some drinks and beverages. We're looking for a cat breed with a two-word name. And the last couple of guesses, but we're getting some weird guesses, things I've never heard of. Japanese bobtail and Cornish Rex. Those are not the cat breed we're looking for. What do you think it is?
How about American Ringtail?
That sounds mighty patriotic. Kevin, do you know if that's right?
What did he say? American
Ringtail.
What? No, that's not right.
Nope. What kind of American answer is that? Come on. All right, well, thanks for playing along, and next hour it'll be worth
$2,800.
It is time for
the name the game. KLOS name game.
Yeah!
Sorry, the name game. We will take caller 13 right now to play the KLOS name game, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Dirty Filthy Honey. Dirty Honey, that is Rolling Sevens.
The name game.
This money. Take our money.
Meow. Meow.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, you are caller 13.
No way.
It's true.
No way.
It's a fact.
Okay.
We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And the last couple of guesses were American Ringtail and Japanese Bobtail. Those were wrong. What do you think it is?
A cat breed. Two words.
Cat breed, two words.
Tuxedo cat.
Oh, that's what Freddie Snakeskin always had, is tuxedo cats. No. Kevin, is that right?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Aww. And they're so cute. Sorry.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for playing, Vanessa. And it's $3,000 next time. Right this second.
The name game.
Let's play the name game, shall we?
Yeah.
We will take caller 13 right now to play the name game, 818-955-KLOS. $3,000 is up for grabs, and you'll be in the game if you're number 13. Good luck.
The name game.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hey, this is Steven. How you doing?
Good.
Did I get the number 13?
Yes, you made it. You are caller 13.
Yeah!
So you get to play our precious little game. Kevin, tell him exactly what we are looking for.
We are looking for a cat breed with a two-word name.
And Stephen, the last couple of guesses were... Hold on, let me get the paperwork here. Oh, Ingram, all right. Tuxedo cat and American ringtail. Those are the last couple of guesses. So, Stephen, what do you think it is?
I'm going to throw a wild one out there. Bobcat?
Bobcat.
Uh-huh.
Bobcat is one word. Incorrect.
Aww.
Oh, man.
Sorry, dude.
I'll try again later. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Bobcat Goldthwait's going to be really mad at us now. I love that dude.
You're right. I hadn't even thought about that.
So tomorrow morning, $3,000 with Heidi and Frank.
Or if you want to be accurate, $3,200.
The amazing but slightly rude song, taking a swipe at American women. American Woman by the Guess Who, band from Canada, hit number one in the U.S. on the singles charts on this day in rock in 1970. All right, you have to guess what year this was. Bruce Springsteen played live on network television for the very first time on this day in rock in what year? It was on Saturday Night Live in 1992.